Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark bunts towards first. Metkovich juggles the ball. That's an error on Metkovich. Lockman moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockman scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Serena catches it and throws to first to double up Dark. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a pop-up into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mixes. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Spencer scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. Bubba Church now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-0 in the game. Dark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer is hit by the pitch. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Church is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Church strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Westrum reaches second base with a double. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Dark moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a pop-up into center field. Jeff Coates settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeff Coates. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Church has Spencer trapped. There's the throw to Jackson and over to Garagiola, who tags Spencer for the out. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hearn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner who is chasing the ball. Hearn reaches third base with a triple. Thompson scores. Thompson scores. Westrum goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Serena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. Garagiola hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Mixis moves to second. It's 8-1, Giants. Tommy Brown pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a pop-up into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Duke Simpson now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simpson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-2 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hearn bunts towards the mound. Simpson fields it and throws to first for the out. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westrum scores. It's 9-1, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Dark moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. Dark scores. It's 11-1, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mixes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 2 in the game. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Spencer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 12-1, Giants. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Westrum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Duke Simpson. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Serena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. he's got 3 RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes now playing left field. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Rhodes. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. It's 12-2, Giants. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-3 in the game. Garagiola hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.